Okay, I'd like to offer a couple, at least one picture of Lent. It may be from left field. You be the judge. The last three Sundays of Lent, those who are now catechumens, who tomorrow will become the elect, those to be baptized at the Easter Vigil, those people and those to be received into the church go through what are called scrutinies, which is the worst name in the world for a pretty simple rite. It is not the Inquisition. It's rather prayers that culminate, that come from self-reflection and a scrutiny into one's own life. Just like the first reading, the character said, you know, here's my story before making the thank offering. Here's my story. Here's who I am. The scrutinies have two purposes that I think can speak to us about what Lent can be for the faithful, for those of us baptized already. It has a twin purpose. The scrutinies have a twin purpose: to uncover that which is weak and needs healing, and to strengthen and raise up and strengthen that which is firm. Now, being Irish, I'll talk about the first one. What can Lent be for us? It can be an uncovering of what needs healing. Think about what it would be like to go to confession to bring stuff that needs healing. Rather, there's not a sense of shame in that. It's about saying, I am a human being. Here's what I'm struggling with. Here's what has been uncovered so far in my life. May God's forgiveness heal me more and more and more. That sounds to me like a worthy way to spend Lent. In this way, in looking at today's gospel, we can get a sense not only of what's uncovered, what might be uncovered in our lives, but where the mercy of God might want to go, your life and mine. So, here's my reading of the first temptation. Jesus was tempted in every way we are. The Greek says, it doesn't say, command that this stone become bread. It says, say that this stone is bread. There are a couple ways to look at that, so here's one. Treat this stone as if it were bread. Make this stone be bread. This is the common human temptation. You, me, the Pope, everybody, to make one thing, X, become something else that it isn't. Why? How many of you are dental students or dentists in here? What happens if you give someone a mouthful of some gravel and say, eat it? Well, you're going to make some money. You're going to be able to buy a new yacht or some dang thing. Sorry. But the deal is, if we pretend that a stone is bread, we will never be nourished. So, here's some examples. To make one good thing be something it's not. Consider, what about your reputation? Personal gifts or intelligence? any way that I certainly am, tempted to make that be something it's not? What about going to another level? Alcohol, food, or sex? Shopping? Being right? Work? Popularity? Even religion or humility? So, I think of people I know in my family for whom shopping is a deal, is a compulsion. To feel emptiness. And so shopping in my family, probably five of the six of us, try to make that fill our emptiness, or to make alcohol take away the pain. Same with sex, same with food. Food is a great thing. Its purpose is not to take away pain. If we make it that, we fool ourselves, stay with the pain, and then what are we left with? Does that make sense? So where our temptation is to make X become Y. Status, that's a good one. That's not so much for me. I think more reputation. I want to be dang famous. My name Robert, my first name Robert means bright shining with fame. That's what I have wanted for 66 years, and by George, still going after it. That is a motivation so that I don't feel as insecure. And if I keep on that path making X be Y, I'm left with the insecurity and putting stuff in a hole that never fills. I think that's what... So, what did Jesus do? Jesus was willing and able to notice the difference between a stone and bread and to say, this stone is good. I am hungry, but I don't have to pretend. I don't have to fool myself that it's bread. It's not nourishing. I know that. He embraced the incompleteness of life. He embraced, in other words, his humanity, which I believe always and everywhere we're tempted to deny with all its mystery and wonder, but also with all the stuff that drives us. The fear of being vulnerable. Emptiness. Nothing is enough. Inadequacy. Unworthiness. Loneliness. So what if those are five possibilities? Come up with your own by reflection. What if those describe the very place that mercy wants to go in our lives? And so what if Lent is more about uncovering what is weak in us for healing, but in this way, for encounter with Christ? I don't know how much anybody gets healed in this world. I really don't. So I'm not promising you a Cadillac when you might get a little matchbox car. But the deal is, it's The uncovering, I believe more and more, is for the sake of encounter as we are with the risen Christ. And to me, it's a double gift. I get to live, you get to live with less illusion, less pretense. And we get to meet Christ more authentically, with less pretense. To me, that makes for a good Lent. So, perhaps the path of what I would call spiritual spelunking or cave diving is what Lent is about. That our lives become more real to us. Yes, I'm vulnerable. Yes, I'm lonely. Yes, I'm empty. Blah, blah, blah. And here you are, oh God. Perhaps that'll be a good Lent for some of us. So, happy Lent.